Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history. Brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Hi, Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to June 25th of 1968. There's a 22-year-old, he's a right-handed hitter, and he's going to make his Major League debut. He was signed August 4th, 1964, down in L.A. by George Genovese, was the scout who signed him, and he finally made it up to the big leagues. It is June 25th, and he is going to start for the San Francisco Giants.
Number 25, Bobby Bonds. For my money, Marty, maybe the most talented player I've ever seen. I mean, I happened to come along at a time when Willie Mays was starting to decline. Willie McCovey was a great player still, but, you know, he really couldn't move around the bases that much, and Bobby Bonds could do it all. I thought he was the quintessence of the five-tool ball player.
Well, it's an exciting time for the Giants. They're in a tough pennant race. It's only June, but this pennant race is going to go down to about the last few weeks of September before the St. Louis Cardinals with Orlando Cepeda, Bob Gibson, and Roger Maris, and people like that end up winning the pennant over the Giants by 9 games. But it's still June, and the Giants are still in it, and they've got their heralded rookie in the lineup. So, Chris, let's look at the lineups for tonight's game. This is Bobby Bonds' first game. Ron Hunt, Jay Alou, Jesus Alou, Willie McCovey, Willie Mays, Jim Rayhart. I say these names, it's amazing. Jack Hyatt, Bobby Bonds, Hal Lanier, and Ray Sadecki, the left-hander who probably had his best season in 68 for the Giants. Now, on the Dodger side, this was not a great Dodger team in 68. Willie Davis, Paul Popovich, Ted Savage hitting third, Kenny Boyer, great third baseman, Jim Lefevre, Ron Fairley, Tom Haller, Wes Parker, and the lefty, Claude Osteen, on the mound. So it's Giants-Dodgers, it's Candlestick, it's a Tuesday. And this game is going to go about 2 hours, 21 minutes. There's 17,075 to see this one, Giants-Dodgers.
Whenever it's Giants-Dodgers, Marty, of course, it means a little extra. And in this game, not a whole lot of scoring at the start. And it was a nothing-nothing game for quite a while until the middle of the game elapsed and the Giants started to come through with their bats, those great bats that you mentioned.
Well, it's a debut of Bobby Bonds, and this is what makes it such a special game. In the bottom of the 30, it's a ground ball to short, and they throw him out. That's one at bat for him. The bottom of the 5th, he's hit by a pitch from Claude Osteen. The bottom of the 6th, now the Giants are up 1-0, and this is the inning that it gets very interesting for Bobby Bonds. Ron Hunt leads off with a base hit. Jesus Alou, a double. Now it's second and third, and coming up is Willie McCovey. They intentionally walk McCovey. I guess Walter Alston did that a lot. We've already done the show on that one. So Big Mac gets the walk to load the bases. Mays walks for an RBI. Now they're up 2-0, and that brings in John Purdin, P-U-R-D-I-N. I'm probably the only one who remembers him. And he ends up walking Jim Rayhart to put the Giants up 3-0, and the bags are still loaded. Jack Hyatt strikes out, but Bobby Bonds comes up with the bases loaded.
One thing Bobby Bonds exhibited throughout his career, Marty, was a flair for the spectacular. Here's a guy who put up 30-30 seasons, 30 home runs, 30 steals, as if they were nothing. Again, he could do so many great things on a field, and he did so in this particular plate appearance.
Well, you know, it's amazing because I think about it, and here's Bobby Bonds coming up. He looks on base to see who's on base. He's got McCovey. He's got Mays. He's got Jim Rayhart on base, and he proceeds to hit a grand slam.
Infield double play deep for the Dodgers. Burden winds and delivers. Fastball hit deep to left field. This one's got a chance. It's going. It's gone. A grand slam home run for Bobby Bonds.
And this is what makes this game very special. It's Bobby Bonds' first game, his first home run. It's a grand slam against the Dodgers. And, Chris, you talk to people about Bobby Bonds, about the Giants, and they remember his first game and that grand slam.
McCovey on Bobby Bonds.
I was on base. We was anticipating Bobby coming up because we had heard a lot about him. We knew that he was fast, and we needed somebody at the top of the lineup who could steal bases. And we didn't know he was a power hitter, though. So he broke in. Like you say, we got the bases loaded. He came up, and he hit one out. Lo and behold, he hits a grand slam, and that was a great way to break in. But Bobby, you know, nothing excited him. He was a profession, and I don't think we intimidated him at all. If we did, he didn't let on to it.
He would continue to have so many great moments against the Dodgers. Funny, he didn't get any Rookie of the Year support in that 68 season, but the following year, 69, he had his first 30-30 season with 32 home runs, 45 steals, and he was, in more ways than one, off and running.
Boy, absolutely. His rookie year, 1968, 9 homers, 35 RBI, 16 stolen bases, 7 caught stealing, and I didn't know that, Chris, that he did not get any votes for Rookie of the Year. Ray Sadecki ends up winning this game. He runs his record to 8-9, throws a 2-hit shutout, 2 walks, 10 strikeouts. Claude Osteen is a loser. He goes to 6-10. Mudcat Grant strikes out Bonds in the 8th inning, so Mudcat, as a Dodger, took care of Bobby Bonds, and that was his first game. But Chris, you mentioned things about Bonds and the numbers in his career, numbers as a Giant. 7 years as a Giant, 186 home runs, 263 stolen bases, 2-time All-Star, 2-time Gold Glove Award winner. And that is amazing for him. He is a Giant until October 22nd of 1974, when he's traded to the Yankees for Bobby Mercer. And interestingly enough, Bobby Mercer never acknowledged ever being with the Giants. He wouldn't acknowledge Candlestick. It was too cold. He didn't want any part of it. And he was traded to the Giants for Bobby Bonds. Bonds ended his career in 1982. It was a 14-year career. And I'll give the career stats for him, but I want you to comment on this great player one more time.
It's funny you mentioned Bobby Mercer, who did not acknowledge his tenure with the Giants. Here was Bobby Bonds, who was proud to be a Giant. He was proud to be the successor to Willie Mays, whether perceived or real. Look how his progeny fared, Barry Bonds. I mean, we all know what Barry Bonds meant to the Giants, and maybe the most talented father-son duo ever.
Well, I think so, and Bobby Bonds did come back to the Giants as a hitting coach and as a scout, and his dear friend was Jim Davenport. Bobby Bonds, 7,043 at-bats, 1,258 runs scored, which is really a good amount of runs per at-bat, 1,886 hits, 268 batting average, 332 home runs, great combination of power and speed, 1,024 RBIs, but Chris, 461 stolen bases, on base of 353, slugging of 471, and the OPS of 824 for a career for Bobby Bonds. So I think that really says it all.
I asked Bob Watson once. I said to Bob, I always thought that Bobby Bonds was the best player I saw with my own two eyes, in the period that I came up. Am I off base here? And he said, heck no. That's the way we felt about him. Bobby Bonds commanded a lot of respect among his peers.
Former Major League umpire Eddie Montague.
Bobby was great. He didn't bother us, and what a great hitter he was. Again, he was a five-tool player. I mean, great outfielder, great arm, and he was out there. There was another guy in the outfield that was pretty good, might overshadow him a little bit, number 24. But Bobby was a great guy. For a number of years, I played in his tournament out at the Olympic Club, and yeah, I love Bobby. And then I got that little kid of his, Barry. I umpired with Barry, and also great. So it was good memories.
Boy, absolutely. Chris, so that's a story. It's a game, June 25th, 1968. The Giants end up beating the Dodgers 9-0, but the real story is, age 22, Bobby Bonds, a grand slam in his first game. So that's another great game in Giants franchise history. We'll be back next week with more right here. Marty Lurie and Chris Haft, KMBR 680.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.